Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, Paddy O'Brien has been highlighting the problem of loneliness for decades. And although loneliness is not seasonal, people can feel it more intensely around this time of year. Paddy's on the line now to tell us why highlighting the problem of loneliness has become such a big part of his life. Paddy, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan.
How are you? Good to hear from you again.
Now, the line has become bad, Brendan.
Okay, can you hear me?
Faintly.
Faintly. I'll speak up, Paddy. Can you hear me now?
That's better, yeah. That's better now, yeah.
Thank you. We spoke last year, actually, Paddy, around this time, I think, didn't we?
We did, indeed. The year flew again around Christmas time, and I also said to many people that down through the years, you'd meet people there, this is going back years ago, and the only problem they had was financial problems. Today, that has, I think, disappeared, and the two greatest problems are elderly people, Brendan, are experiencing there loneliness and fear. Loneliness is like one of the conventional diseases. It kills people, and I feel that enough of attention has been paid to this. Regrettably, it's those who live alone in Ireland are the most vulnerable people in relation to loneliness.
That's true.
In Ireland, we have approximately 190,000 people living alone, and some of those people are housebound. This time of year, I always make a very special appeal to neighbours.
Yeah.
Neighbours have a very important role to play. First of all, they can be more vigilant in looking after the elderly. And I would call on people to perhaps adopt a family to adopt an elderly person in their own community. I'm not asking a family to bring a person to their home. No, but look after a person over the Christmas period. I was interviewed in Cork last week Niall Prendeville, and I said to him, I met a lady 3 weeks ago, and she said to me, Paddy, I wish it was all over.
Oh.
I wish I could close my eyes and wake up after Christmas. It's very, very, very sad. And I can't overemphasize, again, that people, you have it in your power to bring joy and happiness into a sad and lonely life. And I would make a very important point as well. That a lot of people, when they speak to me about loneliness, they think that it's the less well off. They think it's the less well off who are principally affected. And that is totally wrong. There are no social barriers. I'll tell you a story that happened to me 3 years ago. This gentleman, every year he used to give me a hamper for Christmas for a poor family. And I'll be very brief here now. Very well off gentleman. And he would also give me some money for a family. And his wife died. And I went to visit him as usual. I got a phone call from him. And right in his house, he had the most beautiful house. And I passed two cars on the way in, two modern cars. And he spoke about loneliness. And he said, Paddy, I'm the loneliest person in Cork.
Oh, gosh.
Look at it, he said, this beautiful house, this beautiful cars. I miss my wife, he said. And now I know what loneliness is all about. It affects everybody. It affects not everybody. It affects large numbers of people. And I wouldn't want to give the impression, and I want to just impress upon people this, that you can have the comfortable people from the outside, but people are lonely. And it's up to people to knock on the door and make some contact. You see, with loneliness, Brendan, and I have no medical background whatsoever, but it's a silent disease.
Mm-hmm.
And the only person who's experienced this sickness is the older person. You can't go to a chemist with your medical card. You can't go to your GP with a medical card. And the only way of combating loneliness is the human touch.
Yeah.
Visitation.
You've been advocating for older people and specifically around this pretty much all of your life.
I stopped off working with the elder Brendan when I was 14 and a half years of age.
Did you?
Yes, I got a job as a messenger boy. A messenger boy for a big company in Dublin called Booth Brothers. They were the people, they brought the first bikes to Ireland, the first cars. I got a job for 3 weeks in 1953.
Wow.
1953. And I... left it in 1985 and 88. The reason I'm saying that is that that was the reason I stayed at that job. I got involved with people in the Shannon Street, Blarney Street, Pope's Quay area. And that's how Paddy would go up to the bakery, get a loaf of bread, go for paraffin oil, get a bottle of milk, get stamps. And at 14 and a half years of age, it hit me forcibly that nobody cared about the elderly. And I went home to my late mother, and she put a lot of attention to education. She had been a school teacher. And I said, "Ma'am, I'm not going back to school anymore. I'm going to stay working with the elderly." And I stayed in that job for 5.5 years, wow. Not as a messenger boy, but there I was grounded. That's where I really learned about elderly people, how lonely and sad they were. And since then, I've been with them. But I enjoy it. I mean, I loved working with the elderly.
Your mother called you the delivery porter. Is that right?
Well, I tell you a very funny thing, Brendan. My mother had been a teacher, and she didn't want anyone to know I was a messenger boy. And she was inside in the local shop in Poppins Road and Spangling and Cork, and she was getting her few messages. And a neighbour said to her, "Mrs. O'Brien," she said, Paddy has a job. Yes, she said, "it's a nice little job, and they're very good to him. He has his own transport." His own transport was at the messenger boy's bike.
Transport. That's lovely. Yes. Last year, we spoke about, it was a fascinating story. Somebody had reached out to you to tell you if you could help a man. I remember really clearly living in a disused slaughterhouse for nearly 40 years.
That's right.
So just remind us of that story, will you?
That gentleman, he was living in the house for 44 years. He'd been in there at 14 and a half years of age, working in the slaughterhouse. After 20 years, the slaughterhouse closed down, but he continued living there in a bit of a shed there. And he stayed there for a total of 42 years.
Wow.
And I happened to come across him. And the Cork City Council were exceptionally good to him. That man, last Christmas, celebrated his first Christmas ever inside the proper house.
Oh.
He got his first Christmas cards last year. He had a Christmas tree in his house at 65, 66 years of age. Every was first. The people of Cork were exceptionally generous. The whole house was furnished. Two bedrooms. The place was carpeted by Kelly Carpets. I can't go to all the different companies who were so kind to him.
Yeah.
So kind. The man has a new life, and I only spoke to him last night on the telephone, and I meet him Monday night. We're going over a Christmas drink on Monday night. And everywhere I go, people said to me, they didn't know what his surname was. His name is John O'Donnell. But they said to me, "How's John from the slaughterhouse?"
Wow.
He has a new life. But like, it's a miracle how he lasted that. But the thing about it was this. He lived in the slaughterhouse. He had no facilities, no show whatsoever.
Wow.
And that man he was once in his life at a doctor.
Wow.
Once, and the only time he went there was to get a medical card. But when I spoke to you the last time, Brendan, I also said, I wonder how many more Johns are there like that.
Yeah.
Not Johns, not living in a slaughterhouse,
yeah.
But who are living in appalling conditions. And it's up to us all. It's up to us all to look at a person and say, I wonder how's he managed inside in that house.
Yeah,
you know, and knock on the door. I've said lots of times, and knock on the door can save a life.
Paddy,
knock on the door can save a life.
Knock on the door and save a life. Check in on your elderly neighbours. Adopt an elderly neighbour. Doesn't mean you have to live with them. It's just check in with them and reach
exactly.
out to them with your message.
That's a Brenda.
Paddy O'Brien, you are the spirit of Christmas in a person. You're just a wonderful human, and it's great to chat to you again. Keep up
thanks
the good work
much.
And thank you so much for your message. It's really wonderful.
Many thanks for asking me to come on, and wish you all a happy Christmas
and
your listeners.
Happy Christmas to you too. Let's